Welcome to the Elemental Awakening.
Hey guys, G here at one of my favorite places in the entire world with one of my favorite people in the world as well. Jerry Gerard Armand Powell, founder of Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, and it's been another incredible week. Just to share some of your inspiration, a little bit of the story, how this place came to be. Cool. And then, I just want to ask you a couple more questions
about
what's going on with you. Yeah.
No worries. It's our great pleasure to have you here, Gio.
Thank you so much.
You are one of the best thought leaders we ever had. You're in great company when I say that, right? Because of the thought leaders we get. But we love having you. We have a very cohesive week when you're here.
Yeah.
Your energy is super cool, dude.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep freezing that shit up or whatever you do.
So for those that don't know Rhythmia, like, I know this is a 4-hour story, it could be a 2-hour story, but then a 5-minute story, like, how did this place come to be?
So I was a business guy that was terribly unhappy, suicidally unhappy, and hit my rock bottom, went to rehab, didn't really work. Then finally, through, you know, a series of unrelated events, wound up at a place doing plant medicine, and in one night changed my life. And the medicine asked me to build a place and to buy a place. At the time, I was living in Malibu, and they said, buy a place in Costa Rica and do this program for other people, and I did it. And since then, over 7,000 people have been through here. And
the medicine told you where to buy,
how much to buy, what to do.
It was a crazy offer, too. You thought there was no way you were going to get it.
It was a third of the asking price. But I did it. I did everything she told me to do. And next thing you know, we had this place. And you know, we really believe that it's a one-of-a-kind place on the earth at the moment. And we're super happy to be in service and doing this every week. Mm-hmm. And this plant medicine craziness every week.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So how would you say it's changed your life? And also not just yourself, but like all the people that you love around you. Because one time you were just not in the best terms with all the people around you.
No. So my life is much different, yeah. And I don't have a strained relationship except with one person in the whole world. And that, I believe, is going away as well. But I went from being in conflicted with everybody to conflicted with literally no one. And living my dream, I get to live in this weird paradise place that we made. It's the land of misfit toys in the most beautiful way. And I get to live this. I'm living a dream. I really am living a dream. And everything has changed. My relationship with my children is beyond compare, with my friends and family and workers and, you know, the people that come here. I mean, I'm the luckiest guy, and I started out as the most unlucky guy.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. So what's one of the most interesting experiences you've had on plant medicine that was just like an eye-opener for you that shifted things? Is there any one that stands out? I know the first
one. So many. You know, the first one that where I merged back with my soul, that was crazy, but I fucking met Jesus on the moon. That was fucking a little wild, you know? I
had some what did he have to say?
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the good-looking Jesus. He was he's like dirty Jew hippie Jesus.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, fucking beautiful in its uniqueness.
Whoa.
And he was just talking to me because I was worried. Even though I was, the plant medicine saved my life, for the first few months I was super afraid that I did something wrong in the eyes of Jesus. Crazy. And one time I was on the moon with the medicine, and I was just sitting on the moon, and he just walked up and sat next to me, and I'm like, you're Jesus. He's like, yeah. You know, you met him. You met him up there. You met him. Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, I'm Jesus. I'm like, oh. I was like, what are you doing here? He said, like, I'm here to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay. It's just weird shit, right? How can you tell this to people? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. These poor people.
But it's so profound.
Like, so crazy.
Like you feel it.
Yeah, like, it was him.
It's so funny because you have no problem saying it because you don't care.
I don't
care. You know, because you felt it. Yeah. So like they can make up their own mind.
I don't care. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of people that I used to do business with that say, oh, Jerry went crazy. And I look at it and I think, oh my God, this is the first 5-year block of sanity I've had my
You're
whole
crazy
life.
For your whole life.
You know, this is the first 5-year wow. block of sanity I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it is sane.
You sleep great at night.
I sleep. I don't drink. Like, I'm a different guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I say don't drink, that's really not true. I drink every 3 weeks. I might have a glass of wine. Like, I'm a guy that drank a bottle a day of booze, you know?
Drinking wine.
Yeah, a bottle a day of booze. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do prescription drugs. I don't do fucking anything other than psychedelics, you know?
So, from a business perspective, or people who are entrepreneurs, like, maybe from your own experiences, how has the plant medicine helped you to be more creative, to get newer ideas, to continue to evolve? Like, what would you say to that? Because some people that I ignore in business are afraid because they think they're going to not be able to do business anymore.
So I agree. I was afraid of that as well. And what it's really made me is more conscientious. So it's made me a better business person. This is a terrible business. When I tell you that this retreat shit is for the birds, it's terrible. It's terrible business. But despite it being a terrible business, we're making headway.
The first time I was here, there was 3 people.
There were 3 people. Now there's 100.
100.
Yeah.
The energy is just and like off
crazy,
the chain.
Right? Yeah. So I mean, we're doing, you know, we're making the best of an impossibly hard business in a country where it's very hard to do business, Costa Rica. So I mean, we're doing the best we can with it. What I believe, what helps people in business is this: show me a good business person, and I will show you a human who has the ability to decipher the truth. That's it. There's nothing more to it. You show me a good business person, I will show you a human who has the ability to decipher the truth, like Gary Vee or one of these guys that you know that you see on the internet.
Yeah, I'd love to get Gary Vee.
I would love to. I love him.
You said he's scared of medicine.
Uh-huh.
He said he's scared to meditate. He's like, I don't want to fuck with my brain. Everything's good.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him.
You like him?
He's an interesting guy, yeah.
Yes, so like, the thing is, what people are afraid of, losing the plot, da-da-da-da, is not at all what the medicine's about. The medicine makes us look at ourselves in honesty. Makes us look at our relationships in honesty. Makes us look at things in honesty. I can't even fucking turn on the TV because I get mad at both sides. I'm mad at the Republicans. I'm mad at the Democrats because nobody's fucking telling the truth.
Yeah.
The scarcest commodity on earth is the truth from one of these people. Yeah. It's very scarce. So
you
like,
know what to believe?
You gotta at some point. Well, the good thing is where it helps in business is it gets you to the truth.
Yeah.
And you give me someone who's at the truth, I'm going to show you a guy or a gal who can make a living, who will be prosperous, who gets ahead, and does it with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, yeah.
Interesting. So I know the operation here, it's a massive undertaking, and I see what an amazing job you guys are doing. What are your biggest challenges running a place like this? Is it like the people? Is it like what do you find is the most challenging about running a business like this? In the medicine business, because you're healing, and it's not cheap. It costs money to run a business like this. And I'm sure you get people saying like all kinds of shit. Like,
oh my God, how much money you're making?
Yeah. So like,
crazy shit.
Tell me about like that. Like, what are the challenges in the business side of running this place?
I get my feelings hurt when there's, you know, plant medicine sites and da-da-da, and plant medicine people, by and large, generally are not, you know, a lot of business people. They have from all walks of life and different things, and a lot of them feel that we're making a fortune, which is hysterically funny.
I don't even think there's any problem with that. Because
I wish we were.
Because
I wish they were right. Because if they were right, I would say, yeah, you're right. You know, good for me. are good for
the
us.
The day's going to come where you're going
to
make
I hope to die.
And
I want to make the money.
And if people like gas companies and arms dealers and
all
can make all
make
this
money,
money,
I agree with you.
Doing something so good, why? Because think about what you can do with the money after.
I completely agree with that.
I think people need to understand that. And if they don't want to justify paying the money, there's other places they can go.
Yeah, you can. You know, there's a million. Like, I don't know why people get so bent out of shape. It's great. It's actually crazy. And in my past life, I made a lot of money. I was a guy that made a lot of money. Not like I'm not a billion, wasn't a billionaire or anything like that, but I did really, really good. And you know, I want this to be a financial success because, I mean, in my opinion, I don't know if we're the best at it, but we're right up there with the people who are with organizations that are good at it, and we deliver a standard of care that is uncustomary in most industries. We really take care of people. Mm-hmm. And usually when you do that, at some point, that business that you built, this energetic business, will pay you back, just the way that it goes. And I believe we're in truth over that, and I think that that day is coming. It's not here yet, but I believe that it's coming. And you know, I'm just happy to be doing it and seeing these people everywhere. You get to see it. Like,
it's
wild.
Amazing. People come in on Monday, Saturday, whenever it be in the week. They look tired, beat up, depressed, sad, scared. And like each day, like a few of them just start waking up. And the next day, a few more start. By the end of the week, it's fucking party.
Man.
People are laughing and dancing and singing and jumping in the pool. It's just something else. Something else. Okay, I got two more questions for you. Truthonomics and manifesting. So it's one of your, I think, superpowers, your special gift.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that and maybe one of the main tips that you would suggest to people.
So truthonomics is just truth in economics. It's just it's plant medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the practice of being honest. It's the practice of being honest about my strengths, my weaknesses, my business, my life. Is this real? What do I need to work on? What is the truth of this situation? And that's the key to making money. That's the key to... And I really don't like manifesting because it implies the wrong thing to some people. That, like, you can wiggle your nose and create a... And it ain't that way. But we are creating all the time. Like, in your businesses, right? In my businesses, in our lives, with our kids, we are fucking creating what's coming next. By what we're doing right now, we're creating what happens next. And to be aware of that, that's what that book is about. I have a book coming out called Truthonomics. And to be aware of ourselves, aware of things, and honest about it, that's the whole deal. And plant medicine, you know, people really get afraid because they think, oh, I'm an investment banker at Smith Barney. I'm going to drink this stuff, and I'm going to come in and leave my wife and leave my job and fucking sell my cars and buy a Mazola oil-powered VW bus. And
become a hippie and go to the forest.
And it's not true. What if anything, what it does, it makes us more aware of the limitations of Earth time, and that makes us more conscientious, right?
Absolutely. And I've even seen people do the plant medicine and be better at their job because
absolutely.
They have more passion, more like creativity, and
more passion, more creativity, and even other brain stuff, like more responsible, more aware of our time.
Organized.
Like, I'm super aware of time because, you know, I bet you I've died, I don't know, 90 times-ish on the medicine.
The best death experiences you've ever
had. The greatest, right? The greatest death experience. And I'm like, one of these times, that's going to be real.
Yeah.
And we're out of time. So I want to make sure that, A, I'm spending time with the people that sing to my heart, that I'm a beneficial presence on the planet, and that I'm not wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So I guess last question. Interesting guy like you. So what are you excited about learning about next? Like, where's your next area of growth for you? Like, what's on your radar? Is there like a language you want to learn? Or some books you're interested in? A different modality? How to stop working so much? Like, what's...
Yeah, I'm a fan of work.
I noticed.
I like
work. We all see it.
And all of us are wired different. And some of us are wired for productivity. And others of us are wired for other things, and my wiring is productive-wise. So I love to work. I am most interested in building something that lives in perpetuity, that continually helps people in their process, because there's so much pain. And most of the pain is born out of misunderstandings. But there's so much pain. Like, geez, everybody I talk to has some pain thing going on. And the thing is, there's a way to live with that. There's a way, pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. So, like, the thing is, I see so many people suffering. And you just don't have to. There's different ways to do it.
Yeah, you can change the story, and it can be something that happened without having to, you know. And I always tell people, like, you don't have to suppress the bad emotions. Accept them. Like, have gratitude for the learning lessons, but now be ready to move on. So it's, you know, it's there. You don't have to have it in the back of your mind. We're always worrying about that feeling.
So
it's like,
worried.
Just acknowledge it. And we can move forward. Cool. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I'm just so happy, Gio. You're a guy that has such wisdom, and I'm just going to say some things. You have wisdom. You have a load of integrity. You're living your word. And when you can do that, then life changes. So you're a person who is a great teacher and is turning into an even greater teacher. Because you represent your own truth when you walk through it. So I'm really happy to know you, and I thank you so much, dude.
And I feel the same about you.
I hope
you as my big brother.
I'm trying like a devil.
Great role model and teacher, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gio.
Thank you guys for listening. Feel free to subscribe. Rhythm's got a YouTube channel, social media, Instagram. Check these guys out. If you want to come, there's the number right up there. And check out us, Elemental Awakening. We have the same thing, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So, love you guys. Thank you so much.
Peace.